people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Well, as we start a new week, Jeets' overall record, 183 wins, 17 losses. You're currently 14-0. That's a little mini heater right there.
Yeah.
Certificate number 18. Let's get you a play-in partner. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
Katie.
Hey, Katie. Welcome to the Rocktagon. You understand how we play the game. By the way, let me remind you, we're playing for tickets all week to go to the Winterhawks, taking on the Seattle Thunderbirds, March 7th, Memorial Coliseum. It's going to be a big grudge match.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go. I'm going to take the kids. We're going to have a good time. Awesome. Go Winterhawks.
Well, Katie, aside from that, it's going to be a great night.
Shut your mouth.
First one to get three correct is going to be your winner. Here we go. Name is your buzzer. Question number one. A tiger and a puma can do this, but a cheetah cannot.
Jeets. Climb a tree.
Climb a tree is a good guess, but it's incorrect. Katie.
Swim.
Swim is another good guess. Not right. Retract its claws is the right answer. Its claws.
Okay.
Question number two. What is the capital of Iowa?
Jeets. Des Moines.
Des Moines is the right answer. Question number three. Who played Mr. Pink in Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, it's, oh, God.
Are you chiming in?
I'm trying to think of his name. He looks like a pug.
Oh, that was a good clue.
Oh, God. It's,
three, two, one. No guess? Katie, you got a guess? Looks like a pug.
I'm
going to
say five. I don't know his name.
Steve Buscemi.
But he does look like a pug.
Question number four. I would have went with gnarled out teeth. Question number four. What year did Elvis die?
Jeets. 1979.
No, that's not right. Katie.
1977.
77 is right. You've tied the game, Katie. Congratulations. Question number five. When an entree is prepared in brochette, how is it served?
Jeets. In a skillet.
Skillet is incorrect. Katie.
In water.
In water is incorrect. On a skewer. On a skewer. I would thought Chef Jeets would have known that. Question number six. What's the name of the science of growing plants in liquid with nutrients?
Jeets. Hydroponics.
Hydroponics is correct. What are you growing? Hydroponics. Carrots? Lettuce?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Carrots.
Question number
for
seven.
For all my bunnies.
They like to smoke their carrots, I see. Question number seven.
You can smoke my carrot.
Pass. Question number seven. What is the real name of rock star Prince?
Oh, God.
Is that your guess?
Jeets. Roger McMuffin.
Roger McMuffin is so close, but it's incorrect. Katie?
I got nothing.
Prince is his real name. He never changed it. It was a trick question.
Well, he did change it to a symbol.
That's true. I take that back, but his real name is Prince. Question number eight. What is the name of the first pilot to break the supersonic barrier? Guy's a major rock star, dude.
A major rock star? I'll go with Elvis again.
Elvis would be incorrect. Katie?
That's how he died in 1977. Plane exploded.
Beat a sound.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong is a really good guess. They were buddies. Chuck Yeager is the guy's name. He's probably the most legendary pilot of all time. Sorry you guys didn't know that. Question number nine.
They named horrible licorice-tasting whiskey after him.
Here's an interesting side note. L.A. Dodger Steve Yeager was his cousin. There you go. Couple of big names tied
together.
Okay,
now tell me the interesting fact.
Question number nine. What TV show had Boris Badenoff and Natasha Fatale?
G- Cheats. James Bond.
James Bond, incorrect. Katie.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Boom! That is the right answer. Mm. Katie's tied the game. Next one to get the right answer is going to be your champion. Question number 10. What does DC stand for in DC Comics?
Cheats. Detective Comics.
Detective Comics is the right answer for the win. Ah, Katie, I thought you were going to come back and get it. It was fun getting to know you, though.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, until next time, Katie, we're going to keep rolling on.
Well, congratulations. She made it to 15.
Yeah, she was. She tried hard. Horrible reception.
Well, it's too bad she didn't have a roof on her car.
Like a Bluetooth root canal or something.
We'll do it again tomorrow morning, 7:35. Ever miss an episode of Bluetooth Root Canal? If you ever miss an episode of Can You Beat Jesus, they're very easy to find.
Hey, listen up, everybody. We got a podcast. It's called Terry Boyd's World's Podcast. You can download and subscribe to Terry Boyd's World's Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.